As the war in Europe ended, Patton was turned down for a command in the ongoing Pacific War. He became military governor of Bavaria, which bored him. Next, Eisenhower offered him a token position, while other generals were given major opportunities. Patton planned to leave the military for a career in politics so he could speak his mind about the Soviet threat. Patton was warned by Army intelligence that Stalin might try to kill him. He told his daughters when he visited with them that he might never see them again. Patton was leaving for a hunting trip in Rhineland, Palatinate, Germany, when an army truck driven by a drunk driver crashed into his Cadillac late in the morning on December 9, 1945. The investigation was cursory. No military investigators talked to Patton, though he was alert despite some paralysis. No spinal specialist was called until his wife arrived with one 2 days later. Patton died on December 21st and was buried quickly with no autopsy. Charges were never filed against the driver who hit him. All official reports on the crash disappeared. Years later, a former American spy said he had been involved in a plot to silence Patton. Douglas Bazzata said he used a projectile to snap Patton's neck, and then Soviet agents injected the general with an undetectable poison. Bazzata, however, was never taken seriously. Based on the evidence, it is suggested that a new investigation into Patton's death, using modern-day forensic equipment, could prove that Patton was assassinated.